You're listening to Mockingbird. This recording was made at the 8th Annual Mockingbird Conference, held at Calvary St. George's Church in New York City.
So, I feel like, broadly speaking, I have this theory right now that there's like two kinds of Christianity, and this is big strokes, so I'm such a hack when it comes to this, but there's like, broadly speaking, two kind of ways of seeing the Christian faith, and especially seeing what it means to be drawn deeply into the faith, or to be like a mature Christian, or to grow in the faith, right? So just broadly speaking. One is that to really be a sort of mature Christian and to grow in the faith means to adopt the right lifestyle, the Christian life, to live the Christian life in a really particular sort of prescribed way. So that means mostly means not doing things. And so there's a whole list of things you don't do. And then it's also sort of a little bit adopting a particular type of personality where you speak in a certain way and you use certain language and you walk in victory, whatever the fuck that means. And so what it means is that then you're sort of this progressive sanctification of the self, and you're adopting this lifestyle, and you're walking in victory. And so ultimately, the good news about that is that if you nail it, you never are in the need of grace. Like, you don't need it. You don't actually need it, right? So that's the good news there, which I've always heard is bad news. Okay, so then the other, what passes for preaching most times? Here's the problem and here's what you can do about it, right? Which I've never in my life heard is good news. So anyway, so the other sort of broadly speaking way, I think, of viewing what it means to sort of grow into the Christian faith, you know, spiritual maturity, whatever, is that the longer you're exposed to this thing, the more you hear the gospel, the deeper you enter into this, the more profoundly aware you are every single day of your need for God's grace. That's what it means. Like, the more you get into this thing, you're just more aware of the fact that you need grace. And so, given that, I think there are two very different ways of viewing leadership and authority in the church. So one, in that first group, is you're the sort of gleaming picture of perfect piety. You're the example for everyone to follow. You're the one who really knows how to nail the thing in terms of living a Christian life, right? And so you're sort of, that's where you get people rising and falling pretty quickly, right? And then the other is, if you're going to be a leader in the sort of church as I described how it looks in terms of spiritual maturity, it means that you're just constantly willing to expose yourself as a way of people understanding what grace looks like. If I'm going to admit something about myself in preaching or in pastoral care or whatever, the point of it is to create this space that somebody else can step into to admit that thing about themselves too. So I call it the screw it, I'll go first form of leadership in the church. Like, I'll just go first. And so, because ultimately, I want to like step into the street first, get hit by the bus of the gospel, and get back up. And then they see I get back up, right? And so they're like, oh, okay, and then they can do it too, right?